Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having another great day today. What a beautiful night, or morning, or dark time, or sunshine, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. Just for a moment to resonate in your spirit, I'm actually sitting at Annie M's house right now in front of her fireplace with the worship music on and my beautiful bride in the recliner preparing to rest in the Lord. And she has this plaque out that just says, "He is risen." And that's not what my podcast is about, but as I saw it just now, it sparked something in my spirit. Just sometimes we need that reminder. And the life that's full of chaos and trial, or even victory that takes a lot of work. Victory don't come easy. Or great things don't come easy. I just want to remind you for a moment as we go into this podcast that He is risen. And if He is risen, that's my Yeshua. That's my King, Jesus the Lamb. I am risen. Can you say that with me? Come on, just say, "I am risen." Why? Because I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not yet I, but Christ that lives inside of me. See, I live by faith in the Son of God that's inside of me. Therefore, I have been crucified with Christ, and now I have been arisen in Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You can just consider that a free appetizer today. That you have been risen in Christ. So look at your circumstance. Look at your impossibility. Look at your sickness. Look at your disease. Look at your mental torment. Look at your finances. Look at your children. Look at your job. Look at your career. Look at your impossible situation. Even look at your victories. Look at your mountaintops. Look at the glory clouds. And know that this is brought to you in victory, no matter what you go through, because of one thing and one thing alone. Christ Yeshua, our King, is risen, and I and you are risen inside of Him. Once you think about that, something I've been preaching on a lot and mentioning a lot is about eating from His flesh on the other side of the veil, at the banqueting table of God, eating from the body of Christ, drinking from His blood, which gives you eternal life. But I love, not only does it give you eternal life, it gives you the right to go eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Nope, from the tree of life. We've been eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil forever. See, we've been thinking that since we got saved. Do good, get good. Do bad, get bad. We're, you know, always wondering, I want to work myself up in my salvation. You know, I got to watch my salvation. No, you've been eating from the wrong tree. The blood of Yeshua, like I just told you, I've been risen with Him, so I've been ascended. Therefore, I've ascended above the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And now I eat from the tree of life, from the healing leaves for the nations, and I drink from the living waters, which is the healing waters of Gilead before you, the balm of Gilead, the Spirit of God, the rest of the Lord, the seven spirits of God, going into the heavenly realm and now beginning to look at our word, beginning to look at our life, begin to look at our circumstances and situations, not only by the senses of the natural, that is from eating from the tree of the good and evil, you know, touch, taste, what we smell, what we feel, what we're going through. We all go through that every day. But Yahweh says, "Come up here, arise with my son, and come up here and see me from the heavenly realm and begin to make your decisions from the perspective of an eternal perspective, of an eternal desire, of an eternal insight by Christ Yeshua of the daily walk of your life right now. As it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. So therefore, as I am in heaven, arisen with Christ, my Savior, my Lord, my King, Yeshua the Christ, so am I in the earth." Can you see it? Can you hear it? Can you hear what God's saying to you? He's calling you to step out of looking at things in the natural, even your victories, Most of us live very, very victorious lives in many areas. And then sometimes we have those challenge areas. Seems like we always want to focus on our challenge areas and not exhort our victory areas enough, but you should be talking victory to yourself. Tell yourself today what 10 things you like about yourself. Come on, I'm telling you by the Spirit of God what God is saying. Think of 10 things you like about yourself. That's not pride. That's not ego. That is you recognizing what God has done in your life. And I don't mean just religious stuff. Oh, well, you know, God did this, God did this, God did that. And then what we're doing is we're giving all the credit and glory to God. And I know that sounds so good because ultimately everything, this is Craig talking, everything I want to do, everything I do, everything I am, I want to give God the glory. Do not get me wrong. I'm not taking away from him, but he's not threatened by you. You must recognize who you are in him, or you will not be able to function to the full extent of who you are in him, because you'll still be hiding behind the shadow of his glory and his might and his power. Not recognizing that he put his might, his glory, his power inside of you, that you may become that which is of many brethren. For he is the first of many brethren, head, king, God, creator. And then we are those that he had created to house. Think about it. He created us, the only beings ever created, to house the very essence of who he is. Why? Because we come out of the essence of God, Yeshua, and Holy Ghost, and we are sons of God, sons of Elohim. We are of the firstborn of Christ. So therefore, you want to know who you are so you can move in victory. Now let's go back into the heavenly realm and seeing ourselves in the heavenly realm, eating from the tree of life, drinking from the living waters. God said he wanted me to tell you something. He put this in my notes the other day. He said, so simple to grow in the kingdom. It's so simple to get things right. It's so simple to have God move in your life. No matter what you're going through, whether it's good days or bad days, this is a key. I'm going to give you this key. I'm going to go to my notes real quick and give this key to you, because this is what God said. He said, Craig, he said, I want you to do a podcast on a willing heart. Now, I want you to get this in your spirit. That's all he told me, these little four words. Craig, do a podcast on a willing heart. I want you to think about that for a moment, because God's calling you to have a willing heart. I want that to sit in for a second. See, a willing heart is more powerful than anything. I think of King David. When God says a willing heart, we know King David as a murderer. We know King David as an adulterer. We know King David is really a traitor, knowing he's going to take over the kingdom one day. We know King David's a manipulator. We know King David, if you read Psalms, has hidden sins. We know King David has all these things that he fought in his life, almost like Apostle Paul in the New Testament, where Apostle Paul says, all the things I wish I did, I don't do, and all the things I don't want to do, I do. Who can deliver me from this body of death? Only Christ Yeshua, only ascending into heavens. But they both had a heart after God's own heart, because they both was acknowledged by God for righteousness. King David was set as a righteous king. Paul was set as a righteous apostle by Christ Yeshua, going past the outward appearance, past the trials, past the tribulations, past the successes, past the greatness, and to the heart of a person. And it was that willing heart. Not my will, Yahweh, but thy will be done. And I don't mean just in relationship with Yahweh. I mean relationship with your business, relationship with your children, relationship with your spouse, relationship with your body. Do you have a willing heart to take care of your body? That's a challenge I've always had, because I love chocolate steaks. But I have to go and say, Craig, get a willing heart. Get back to the gym. You know, what kind of willing heart do you have to deal with the people in your life? Are you loving beyond measure? Do you have a willing heart to be forgiving? Do you have a heart willing to be forgiving? If you don't have a willing heart to be forgiven, you won't forgive others, and you won't find yourself much forgiven either. There's one thing about forgiveness. It goes both ways. It says, Father, forgive me as I forgive them. See, what I'm saying is, I have a willing heart to forgive them, forget it, let it go, because I am walking under the governance of the forgiveness of the mercy of God. I have a willing heart to become what I need to be for that job. Don't just talk about hating your job and being how bad they are and what they do wrong to you. Do I have a willing heart to submit and be a righteous person at that job in the fullness of the best capacity that I have, that my Father may glorify himself in me, and that I may choose by a willing heart to glorify myself before the Lord? I want to read a scripture to you. Corinthians 3:6 says, who also qualifies us to be ministers of the new covenant. And we know we're talking about the blood of Jesus, not of the letter, not of the law, not of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but of the spirit, life in the spirit, eating from the tree of life, eating and drinking from the living waters. For the letter kills, the law kills, do good, get good, do bad, get bad. But the spirit of life gives and breeds life. And that is God's grace to us, God's unmerited favor to us, because he had a willing heart to do this. Jesus had a willing heart to come to the earth and sacrifice all that you and I may be saved. Holy Spirit had a willing heart to come and baptize us. The seven spirits of God had a willing heart to come and cover us. Yahweh the Father had a willing heart to submit himself to birth out his son into the earth for you and allow him to suffer your shame of your sin and degradation, that all man which was lost could be saved, delivered, healed, set free. A willing heart. Do you have a willing heart to do what it takes to make things great? Do you have a willing heart to be merciful? Do you have a willing heart to be kind? Do you have a willing heart to be lovable? Do you have a willing heart to release yourself, to give yourself to another? Do you have a willing heart to let down the guards in your life? Do you have a willing heart to know Jesus like you've never known him? Do you have a willing heart to pray like you've never prayed? Do you have a willing heart to go and ascend into heavens like you've never ascended? Do you have a willing heart to believe and open up the gateway of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit to hear and listen to the mystical things of God, that when the mystery things of God comes out of the man of God in the heavens, that you'll say, God, I have a willing heart. Teach me your way that I may walk in it. Do you have a willing heart to be great? Do you have a willing heart to make that company greater because you're there? Do you have a willing heart to make that spouse better because you're their spouse? Do you have a willing heart to uplift that child because that's your child? Do you have a willing heart to serve God with all your heart and all your might and all your soul? This is the best things in life. You know, I'm going to be 60 this year. I know I don't look it, but believe it or not, I'm going to be 60 this year. And it's like life goes by so fast. Now, I'm not checking out. I'm not on my way out. But God Almighty, I remember just yesterday, I was driving in the car with my mama. She just got a brand new Cadillac, a Fleetwood Brougham. And I was asking her, can you teach me how to drive? Because back then you could get a permit at 14. I was getting my license. And here I am, a grown man with children and grandchildren that age. It's a willing heart. Are you willing heart for God to come and purify you? Are you willing to let go of things in your life that you know you need to let go? Even though they try to hold on forever, you ever have something that just won't let go? God says, come to me with your heart, 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 and give me a willing heart that I can do this great and mighty thing inside of you. And every day get up with a willing heart. Get up with a willing heart. I'm telling you something about my mother. My mother used to tell me, she said, son, when you go to bed, take all your troubles, everything that you're happy with, everything you're unhappy with, and put it on a plate and put it under your bed. And when you come up that morning, start off with an empty plate. Don't carry nothing. Forgiveness, bring to your bed. Love, bring to your bed. Joy, bring to your bed. Let worry be gone. Let stress be gone. Now, it's not always easy to do these things, and I can't say I've always done it like that. I'm just telling you what she told me, and I have a willing heart because I want to be like that always. Even when I fail in those ways, I'm like, God, make my heart pure before you, that I put my trust in you. That's really what a willing heart is. Yahweh, come on, just do this with me right now. Yahweh, in the name of your precious son, Yeshua, cause me to have a willing heart. I ask for the refiner's fire to come and purify my heart. Touch my heart. Purify my heart. And make me have a willing heart. That I will be the very explicit image of God, Christ, King, man, that's male or female, in the earth, out of the heavens, through Christ Jesus, my King. Father, I thank you for that, for giving us pure hearts, purged hearts, willing hearts, that we may have the heart of David, we may have the heart of Apostle Paul, we may have the heart and the servitude and the love of King Yeshua, our God, our King, forevermore. Well, once again, this is Sigma Bay. I love you so much. You are so beautiful. Don't forget to share this podcast with a friend today. I promise you, we will bless them, whether around the corner or around the world. Join us, like us, and subscribe us. Once again, I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.